he had a pair of stocks, and you drop the saw in with a, you know,
with the edges showing
upwards.
Yeah.
And you get your little saw file, and you start at the, you can either start at the bottom or the top, and you find out what the angle is, usually from
what carry on from what it was already at.
Right. And you start at the bottom, top or bottom, and you start working your way down. But once you start, you can't stop. Each tooth had to have two strokes of the file, and the next one, two strokes of the file, next one, two strokes of the file, all the way down the saw till you get to the bottom. Then you go around the other side and start working all the way back up.
So how long was that?
I'm forgetting
take?
That. You did one tooth, jumped a tooth, did the other tooth, jumped another tooth, then the other one.
Oh, so you did alternate tooth?
Yeah, and turn around and come the other way back up. Then you get your saw set and start bending your teeth over all the way up else. If you don't set your saw, you start trapping it.
What do you mean by bending the teeth over?
Because the teeth, if you ever look at a saw, the teeth are, you've got one going one way and one going the other
way.
And if you look, if it's been sharpened properly, you look down, it's like looking down a valley.
Yeah.
You should have half teeth going one way and the other teeth going the other way. Okay. So a badly sharpened saw
doesn't look right.
Doesn't look right, it won't cut right.